and he's coming on his holidays. I didn't think you ever got holidays, Brigadier Khalil Fegan.
Hey, Pricey, wonderful to see you.
Good to see you, mate. You're even in uniform. Oh, I thought you'd be in joggers and, you know, popping in to see me on your day off.
Well, I tell you, it's not just because I've got the pleasure of coming to see you, Pricey. I've got one other obligation to do, it's wonderful to see you.
Good to see you, mate. How's the family? How's that great little boy of yours?
No, Eli, he's doing really well. He's settled into the big hoochie, as you say.
I was just about to say, how's he going at the big house on the hill?
He just loves it. You know, it's such a privilege, you know, to live there. And I've thrown a rope up in the trees. When you walk by, you'll see this big rope, and he'll just swing on that for hours. You know, he doesn't need a swing set, just a rope hanging out of a mango tree.
That's what kids can do. Put kids on a beach, and you don't have to worry about them for a few hours. Now, I'm going to let out a national secret here. I just want to ask you this, and you may not be too happy, and I'm sorry. Why isn't your office air-conditioned? Come on. I went up to do an interview with the Brigadier, and I said, hang on a sec, leader of finding men and women and the air conditioning doesn't work or not on in the office. What's the story?
I could tell you many, many stories, but the truth is when they did the buildings, there wasn't enough electricity to power all the offices and the accommodation
for the diggers.
So they put the air conditioning in the accommodation for the soldiers. And since then, no brigadiers wanted to be the weak one who's put in an air conditioner.
Oh, really? So as long as the diggers are fine, the brigadier's got to be...
I'm sticking with that story.
That's a good story. Well, I know Caligari had his own air conditioning there, and he took it out with him. Is that true? You know what he's like. He's a bit of a wimp. You know,
I haven't heard that
other brigadier. No. Mate, on your career here, now you, with respect, were a last-minute brigadier.
Yes.
You know, now, what did you think when they said to you, look, Khalil, you're going to be Brigadier of 3rd Brigade in Townsville? What happened at that moment? Because it's something you couldn't plan. You just got the job.
And it's funny. A military life is one of service and sacrifice. And, your postings, every now and then, for very valid reasons, your postings change at short notice. But I was at home with Alana. And the phone rang, and it was the Chief of Army, and he said to me, Khalil, listen, there's been a change. How do you feel about going and commanding the 3rd Brigade? And I said to him, hey, boss, are you joking? I didn't use that term.
Yeah.
I said, are you joking me? I said, I'm there now. When do you want me? But he said, Khalil, listen, you need to check with Alana, because we're a couple of weeks out from moving to Washington, D.C. He said, you need to check with Alana. So I hung up the phone and I said to Lorna, something's happened and the 3rd Brigade has come up. And she said, well, looks like we're moving to Townsville.
What if she said no?
Well,
you're not allowed to go. Give me the Chief of the Army now. I want to talk to him. My missus would. What if she said that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Pricey. The Chief of Army is my boss, but Alana, she's
point.
Yeah.
No. I agree. Hey, you know, as Brigadier here, you said sacrifice. Is it that? What sort of sacrifices do you make and other diggers make from the privates right through to the generals?
Listen, it's varied, but I think this time of the year is special for us as soldiers, because you do join the military and you never know where you're going to get posted, and quite often, you know, you might be thousands of kilometres or even, you know, in different countries from your family and your friends, so... You know, one of those sacrifices you make is the opportunity to spend special occasions or be guaranteed that you can spend special occasions with your family and friends. And certainly this year we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of soldiers who are dislocated from their families who are on reduced notices to move, ready to respond if our nation needs them.
Mm. What would you like to be your legacy? You know, you guys have got a bloody hell of a responsibility. You're going to see things come across your desk that, you know, sending soldiers into harm's way. Oh, it's a bit serious, but it's what you do. What will be your legacy to the Australian Army? I know you've got a huge career ahead of you, but what would you like to be remembered for, say, creating?
You know, Brycey, I've been fortunate in my career that I've been able to deploy on a number of operations and gain experiences that not everyone gets. You know, if I had to put my hand on my heart and say what will I leave behind, it's an appreciation for those lessons that I've learnt and an understanding of the mistakes that I've made in the past, and have my soldiers understand and learn from those experiences to make them better when they get to deploy on operations, and they will at some point in the future.
Yeah, do you get the diggers come up and say g'day and have a chat, want some wisdom from you? You know, the young blokes have just come out of, you know, Kapooka or wherever they come from.
You know, Pricey, you do, and some of it, you know, we got some fantastic, fantastic characters, wonderful soldiers, and some of them will come up and give it to me, you know, and they'll ask me very specific questions. What, boss? Why aren't we doing this?
And
everything. But it's funny, you know. Then other times I'll be out doing PT or something, and the soldiers won't necessarily. I'll come across a group of soldiers, and they won't know who I am, and they can be very honest. So you know, it's one of those wonderful
characteristics. That's a nice way to put it.
Of Australians.
Mate, what's your message to our great city? We are a garrison city. I know I've mentioned it many times over the years, from the years of, from Vietnam right through to Rwanda and Somalia, deployments that have come out of this city. We remember the Black Hawk tragedy, which brought us all together. Our garrison city, we see the trucks, we see the diggers. What would be your message to this great city for Christmas?
Hey, Brycey, and it is a great city. And, you know, someone who's posted here for the first time, you know, I see that. It is a wonderful city. And what makes it wonderful is this community. So, you know, my message to the community is, you know, take some solace, you know, have some faith at this time of the year that you are in a very close-knit community. And but it is an unprecedented time that we're going through. So, you know, if you know someone who might be dislocated from their family or friends because of the travel restrictions or might be doing it a bit tough, you know, think about them. And, you know, I was out with the Oasis and General John Caligari a little while ago, and you know, they have this thing where they say, you know, call five, you know, five people. And that's
right.
What I'm going to be doing this year. I'm going to be reaching out to five of my friends and just touching base just to see how everyone's going. And that'd be my message.
A Merry Christmas to you, mate. And may whatever comes over your desk over the next year be happy stuff and the great things you do for our country and certainly this city. Thank you. And all the best to Alana and little Eli, mate. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you and your listeners, Brycey.
11 to 8. We're Triple M.